Welcome back to Hey Camp Greenville. Today we're talking about one of the best parts of camp, friendships. Whether you're a first-time camper, a returning staff member, or someone who just loves camp life, you know that the friendships made at camp are something truly special. Joining me today is someone who knows all about the power of camp friendships, Alex Beavers, Camp's Director of Base Camp and Family Programs. She's experienced camp as a camper, a summer staff member, and now as a full-time staff member. We're going to talk about how camp friendships grow, why they last, and how camp has shaped her life. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks for having me. I'm always so excited to talk about my own camp experience and how that's impacted my life and how like the power of friendship has impacted my life. So I'm super excited to be here.
Let's just go right into it. So can you take us back to your very first summer? What was it like for you making friends at camp?
Yeah, so I'm from Florida originally, and I went to a YMCA residential camp in Florida. And my first memories of camp, I went to camp when I was 12, and I just had the memories are still so vivid for me, and they just have shaped probably every part of who I am, including some of my best friendships in life are definitely people who I've met when I was a camper at camp. So quite a long time ago, maybe like, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, which is really crazy. So those people that I still know from camp is super special. And then I made a lot of friendships while I was working on staff there as well too. And I even had the pleasure of working with my own sibling when both of us were at camp together. So that was really special. But some of those friendships that I made while I was working and going to camp when I was younger, I mean, those friendships still exist in my life today, which is pretty powerful. And I'm not sure that happens in a lot of other places.
Yeah, something that is so unique to camp and the friendships that you make at camp, they're a special circumstance because everyone is experiencing something together constantly. I know you talked about it's been years since you were a camper, but do you still keep in touch with any of your friends from camp?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I might reveal my age here, but it's definitely been over 20 years. And there are definitely people that I still talk to and I still have friendships with, and we connect and see how each other's lives are doing and stay in touch. And some of the people that I still know work in the camp industry, which is also really cool. And so it's cool to connect with those people and talk about what's happening in camping today and how that affects my job now. But definitely still have those relationships, and that's just super fun to connect with those people.
Earlier in the episode, you mentioned that you also were a summer staff member. So going back to your first year on staff, what was your role and what would you say was different about the friendships you made when you were on staff versus when you were a camper?
Yeah, for sure. I was a camp counselor my first year. So at the same camp that I was attending as a camper, I became a counselor there when I was 19. And my first summer of staff was just probably my most memorable. So I was there for about 5 years working on staff. And the first year is just always, I mean, it's just always the best. And it's like, you can't, this experience is just so unique. And probably that first summer is the summer that I keep in touch with the most people that I worked with during that first year. So those people I still talk to, we still connect. Like, and I think the experience that you go through with other staff members during camp is just like, I mean, you're living together, you're working together, you get to know each other super well. And like, you guys all have camp in common, which is like such a strong bond. It like goes through your veins. And so when you get to know those people as campers, and then when you get to know those people on staff, I think those relationships are just incredibly strong.
Yeah, when I look back on my summers when I was on summer staff, it's very nostalgic to look back on and think like, you know, when you're a camper, you're gaining so much independence, but you're kind of guided by your cabin leader or who's kind of in charge of your cabin. But when you're on staff, it's a new kind of growth and it's a new kind of like growing up that you do.
Absolutely.
And so I think that's what makes your first summer on staff that much more special when you meet those friends. But being able to be in camp that you've grown up in. Sometimes there's new staff members mm-hmm. that you haven't met before. It's just, it's really cool to like get to see all of the paths that cross.
Camp has been for me personally just such a strong force in my development, and like it was a huge, huge thing for me as a kid. And I remember like learning tough lessons at camp, and I remember learning about myself at camp when I was a camper. And then the next part of my life, when I became a young adult, camp also was very instrumental in shaping me as a young adult as well too. And I would say that I'm absolutely a product of camp, and I would say I am who I am as a person today because I probably because I worked at camp for as long as I did, and I do now. So yeah, I think it's, I don't know, I just get them, just like the, like this like wealth and like wave of just like happiness washes over me when I think about all those memories and talk to the people who I met from camp.
So now you're a full-time staff member here at Camp Greenville. And so how do you see friendships forming at camp from this new perspective?
I think I get a really great position, and it's just something that makes me very thankful for my job. And actually, I mean, it fuels me and it fuels why I do this. And that's that I get to see other people form these like wonderful, wonderful friendships. And, you know, camper at the camper level, you know, typically crying isn't like the best thing to see at camp, but when it's at the end of the week and campers are crying because they don't want to go home or because they've met somebody and they don't want to leave them, and they're exchanging phone numbers and they're exchanging contact information and they're saying, hey, like reach out to me. I mean, those are like really, really special moments that I get to be a part of and that I get to see every day. And then from a staff perspective, I mean, I think those are some of the strongest and most powerful relationships that I see at camp, and those friendships that are, you know, that are forged between the staff that are here are just so strong. And it's like amazing how, you know, how those can form in just a short few, you know, 8 weeks we're together, and that just forms really fast. And it's just incredibly special to witness.
A question that I just have for you is, how would you say that camp friendships are different from friendships that are not made at camp? Or like, what makes mm-hmm. camp friendships like so special in your opinion?
Yeah, I think one of the most powerful things that I witness and I get to be a part of is watching two kids or two staff members come to camp who may never have come into contact in their entire lives with each other, but camp is the thing that's brought them together. And camp is the thing that these two people have in common and that they love so much. And they might not have anything else in common in life. They might not have the same interests. They might not have the same, you know, friend group or be in the same socioeconomic status or whatever the case may be. And camp is the thing that bonds people and fuses it and fuses the friendship together. And so, and it makes it so strong. And I can't for the life of me think of any other situation in life where that happens for kids. You know, like I'm not sure that, you know, and maybe school is for school and for learning. And so maybe that's not the number one priority of, you know, kids make friendships in school, but you know, camp is just such a, like, you know, that's our goal. We want kids to meet other people and we want them to learn about themselves and about each other. And, so I think that's the thing that I think makes camp friendships like no other. And it's the same for me too. Like the friendships that I have with the people, like we are all in very, very different paths of life, and we're all in different parts of the world and the country, and we're all doing completely different things, and I would not know that these people existed, and we all just come back to each other and we all have this bond. So I do think that's probably one of the most special things about camp friendships in particular.
So for anyone listening, whether they're a first-time camper, a parent, or someone thinking about working at camp, what advice would you give them about making friends?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think the advice that I could give is just having an open mind when you come to camp, and having an open heart, and just being able to like receive other people for just who they are, and like you know, a lot of our campers and, I mean, a lot of our staff come to camp and they know other people that are here. And that's comforting, right? Because sometimes when you come to camp and you've never been here before and, you know, you look to comfort, and so your friends are your people of comfort. And I think having an open mind to meeting other people and putting yourself out there a little bit and, you know, striking up a conversation and figuring out what other people like and what are their interests. And I think camp sets up staff and campers in a great way where we give you a lot of opportunities to meet other people. There's so many different parts of your day, and there's so many other campers here to meet and so many other people to see and hear from and learn about. And so just having an open mind and putting yourself out there a little bit and, you know, being willing to chat with people. I think camp people are really friendly, and like staff are friendly and our campers are friendly. And so coming here and just putting yourself out there, and it can be a scary thing. It's uncomfortable. It's a little risky. But the reward is just so much greater than I think you could ever know in that moment. And definitely something that I didn't know, you know, 20 years ago. And now I'm sitting here like, man, that was a really great decision to do that and to like ask this person some questions. And then I'm like, wow, we do have some things in common. So I think that's what I would, give to people.
Alex, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your camp story. It's clear to see that friendships at camp really do last a lifetime.
They do, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks to everyone for tuning in to Hey Camp Greenville. Another special thanks to Alex Beavers for joining us on today's episode. If you have a favorite camp friendship story, send us a message. Until next time.
Yay, friendship!